Well, it looks like the UK government will allow people to gather at Christmas. Up to four families can form a coronavirus bubble. So it's Merry Christmas, Adam Gilchrist.
Possibly, yes, exactly that. although it's interesting, the Sun newspaper says it's official, Christmas is on. Well, it's not official because Boris Johnson will actually announce it when we get to Monday, so nothing has actually publicly been said, but all the signs are certainly four households, although they don't say how many people in the households. There was one suggestion in one other newspaper that maybe would still be the rule of six, which would be a bit more limiting. But here's the thing. We end our lockdown in England in, 10 days or so. They've already ended their lockdown in Wales. Northern Ireland's just gone into a restrictive one. Scotland's begun a restrictive one. If we all come out together and then we all start mixing together on the 22nd of December, we'll all be on the same trains. We'll all be on the same motorways, in the same restaurants, potentially. It wouldn't be the best idea if we all absolutely attacked Christmas at the same time. But how you stagger Christmas is another matter. So it'd be interesting because there's a lot of pressure on them to get the science right, but also to get the economics right. And
that's the big challenge, and that's what it looks like has happened here, that even though your numbers are still skyrocketing, there would be so much pressure on Boris Johnson about the importance of Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, as a symbolic thing, yeah, exactly that, that you're just about families getting together. And there are families, I mean, some of mine included, who haven't seen each other for 7-8 months. And in the case of the elderly folk who've been self-isolating, whatever, I mean, it's a big deal, definitely, to allow some kind of socialisation. But how you do that without further increasing the spread of this wretched thing is impossible to tell. And do you know what? Line up your scientists and you can find one who says it'll be okay and one who says it absolutely won't be.
You're right about that. Now, tell me about this pub in County Durham that has found a way, they think, around the COVID rules.
Yes, it is the landlord of the George in Stockton-on-Tees. I was going to say beautiful Stockton-on-Tees, but that might have been stretching it. But anyway, in Durham, the northeast of England. He got into trouble, actually, for staging a chili-eating contest. The idea was you stuffed as much chili down your throat as you possibly could in no time at all. Now, given that he staged this at exactly the time that pubs and restaurants were not allowed to serve food, he got around it by claiming that it was an elite sport. And I don't know about you, but, I mean, I've wolfed down the odd curry. I can't ever think that there was anything sporting about how I did it. But anyway, it's caught up with him now, and they've basically backtracked and said, no, I'm afraid you were in contradiction of the rules. Now, whether that means he gets slapped with a fine or not, we don't yet know.
Well, if you guys can claim that darts is an elite sport, then chili eating should be too.
Yes.
You have a wonderful Christmas, and I just hope that, detail confirms the fact that you'll be able to, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Ben.
Boris Johnson set to make that announcement Monday, England time. 131873. So the New South Wales border with Victoria is now open. Flights will start landing in the next hour. Meanwhile, Queensland and WA are still banning people from New South Wales until further notice. So quick question, when is enough enough?